Giveaways.
So if you, we'll have like a ladder fight competition for games. We'll give away shit. We'll have free pizza at the end of the night.
Party, dude. It's gonna be a big party. It's gonna be awesome.
We're gonna annoy the living bejesus out of everyone in the retro gaming room. I mean, just
whatever.
It's gonna take over.
Pretty much. And then on Saturday night we have GameWorks. So we're gonna be taking over GameWorks, doing the exact same thing, but playing arcade games. We're gonna have skee-ball contests.
If you're old enough to drink, there'll be beer.
Yes. And which one? Skee-ball contests, fighting game contests.
Maybe some poppin' contests.
Poppin' DDR.
Yep.
Like to see some DDR skills going on there.
Yes.
And giveaways as well. It's going to be awesome.
So just, you know, like in any of these things, just show up. Just show up at the Retro Gaming Room on Friday. Just show up at GameWorks on Saturday. Sunday is like the community event.
That's right.
Like everyone's seen all the games they want to see. Everyone's seen all the lectures they want to see. We're going to get the NoobTube community together.
Yes.
We're going to film. We want to basically film kind of a community Q&A sort of thing. Just like let you guys say, hey, what's up?
We'll talk about the show or something like that. You know, we
just want to get some footage at PAX. Like, maybe we'll turn the camera around, ask you guys what your favorite stuff was. We just want to get some footage of the NoobTube Army at PAX.
We're also going to do, hopefully we'll be shaving Lucien's head. He's he's thinking about backing out, but I don't think we'll.
Dude, we're shaving Lucien's head.
And then also, whatchamacallit, we might actually have another event then, too.
So. Pictures.
Pictures, yes.
So we're going to do a group photo. Basically, we're still kind of looking for more events to do, but the point is like we're going to get everyone together. Mm-hmm. Just watch twitter.com/noobtube.
Yes.
We'll always be saying where we are. It's like, we're going here, we're going here, we're going here. Subscribe to that or just grab onto other people that are wearing NoobTube shit and just follow them.
Find them. And really, like there's no such thing as a member. All you have to do is say hi.
Yep.
You're done.
Yep.
You're in.
So we will see you at PAX. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
So
each week we like to feature the NoobTube Army on the show. Please send in videos with questions, funny stories, or anything cool.
Yep. And you can contact us toll-free at 888-233-8480 or send your files to feedback@noobtube.com. Also, make sure you post them as video responses on YouTube.
Yes. Keep all videos under a minute if you want to be featured on the show.
And don't forget the goddamn yow.
Yow.
What? So first up is Mr. KC. With a game recommendation.
Hey, NoobTube. This is subscriber Swiss Mr. KC. I love your show. I am sending this because you guys said you want games that you might have missed that went under the radar, and I want you guys to review a game. I really, really think you'll like it. So much so, I will PayPal you the money to download it if you do not like it. Swear to God, email me. I'll PayPal you the money if you don't like it. It's a music rhythm puzzle game called Groovin' Blocks. It's for the WiiWare. It is amazing. It's like a Tetris game. It's like old school music. I've been a music genre fan since it started, like Parappa the Rapper, and I hate all the mainstream rock band stuff now. And it, my dog scared the shit out of me. Anyway, so download it. You'll love it. Just a few things like turn up the music. Turn it up all the way. Don't play it like Tetris. Play it fast. I Love C4, Sunglasses, great tracks. And if you don't believe me, Tobin, I know you'll like it. Look, we share a common bond. That is the original Spyro. It's 10 years old. It was all downhill from here. Yeah.
Mmm, nice.
Dude, I think that he pooped his pants when he saw his dog. You see him whip around, man? It's like the camera blurred.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but hopefully you didn't have to clean up too much.
No, so we'd actually never heard of Groovin' Blocks before.
No, it came out, WiiWare games are really tough to, hear about
because
people
is.
Rarely review them.
Which is why we really appreciate when you guys send in these reviews, because basically what happens is you guys will send in a recommendation. We get a lot of recommendations every week, and we say, okay. So we get like 10, and we'll go and we'll check them out online. And the ones that we think look interesting, like Groovin' Blocks, which people have said is kind of an evolution of Lumines.
Yep.
And it's supposed to be kind of music-based. Like, you get more points for dropping blocks with the rhythm.
And that key thing right there was just like, oh, okay, I'll play it. Yeah, because I love Lumines and I love that. So
we're going to check it out. We'll try it out if we have any free time.
I don't know. Metroid Prime Trilogy is going to take up a lot of time this week. So
but,
we'll see.
But we'd like to try it out. And even if we don't get a chance to try it out soon, at least you guys know about it now. Thank you very much, Mr. KC, for recommending it.
That's right.
Did he say something? Oh, yeah, he just said that he likes Spyro, which means he's awesome.
As long as it's not the more recent.
No. You see that? He held up like the
10-year-old. It was PS1 with little ridges and stuff.
That was when Spyro was fucking awesome.
Well, that's because it was made by Insomniac, right? Back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. So next one is Mario 54671. Oops, hold on a second. Shit. All right, here's Mario 54671.
NoobTube, this is Mario 54671. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard about the Xbox 360 Elite being $300 along with the PS3 Slim. Did you guys also hear that they don't come with HDMI cables? I'm mainly doing this on PS3. This is stupid. I mean, because I don't think I know anybody that has a PS3 that doesn't have an HD TV. So why don't they include HDMI cables? I mean, you know, they encourage, get this thing in 1080p, get this in 720p, and they don't have... It's a fucking Blu-ray player! Jeez! Oh, and also, do you think this picture looks like Tobin? I really think it does. I found this... I took a screen cap of this from Mystery Diagnosis. I was just watching it, and I saw this guy. I'm like, damn, he looks like Tobin. Usually you be the judge, because I know Tobin's going to deny it looks like him. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think?
I don't think so, dude.
Just because I'm white.
Well, they all look the same for the most part.
No, they don't. They kind of do.
They kind of do.
That looks nothing like me.
Oh, I think if you keep drinking, you're hard living.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Is that dude's like all fucked up. Like he's basically saying, like, Tobin, you're going to be a fucked up, ugly dude in 20 years. So
that's what it is.
Thanks a lot, Mario. Got something for you.
But what was this question?
HDMI cables.
HDMI cables. Yeah, so it's
what
a little
ripoff.
But... yeah, it's a huge ripoff. Because when I bought my PS3, and I'm like, oh, let me hook this up to my HDTV.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, where's the cable? Mm-hmm. Where'd it go? There's no cable. Yeah. Actually, what I ended up doing was taking my PS2 component cable and using that instead.
It makes me angry. Because, I mean, the thing is like, you can go onto these websites now, and you can buy these cables in bulk for, like, $4.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, pro tip, like, if you guys have bought either of these in HDMI, go to MonoPrice. That's where I get all my
cables. Yeah, if you go to MonoPrice, seriously.
Like, $3.
Yeah, but, like, if you go to, like, Circuit City or something, I shit you not, they'll be like, hey, this is a monster HDMI cable. It's plated in gold and unicorn semen. $80. It's like, it's a fucking bundle of wires that goes from A to B.
But no, dude, like, the digital signal, you have to keep that.
You don't understand.
Yeah, dude, the wave, you know, the bits. It's like one, and it goes to half.
Yeah.
When you have a zero and then 0.5, like, it fucks everything up.
Let's drop a little math for you guys. So back in the day, people used to sell really expensive cables because things were analog, and you could have lossy data, and then, like, people would claim that they could hear better shit out of gold-plated cables.
Pretty much.
This shit is digital. Shit is digital.
And not only that, they have these things called CRCs, which says if one of them's off, it'll autocorrect itself.
Yeah. The data is coming through. It doesn't matter. You buy a $3 cable, that shit is – it's either working or not working. There's no like, oh, that HDMI signal's – it's really – it's not very good. I wish I had a better cable.
Digital bits through gold. I'm just saying something about them. They're much stronger. It's much faster. So, yeah. So get the HDMI cable. Get it. It's only $3 on MonoPrice. But but here's the kicker of this.
Yeah.
If you want to do component because you don't have HDMI for whatever reason, you have to get custom cables.
Because of the adapter.
So, like, on the 360, it's like $50. And there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah.
And I think on the...
And when we bought our 360s, they didn't have the Elite yet.
I know.
So the 360, our 360s don't have the HDMI cable.
Yeah, you're right. And not only that, and, like, I think... I think mine did come with a component because it was before. But now the new ones don't. So it's just like...
They fuck you on cables. There's no doubt about it. They fuck you on cables. Like, for what they're getting out of you and for how much they can buy these cables in bulk, you should buy a 360 and it should come with composite, component, HDMI. Yes. Because those cables cost them about 50 cents each.
Pretty much.
Suck it up. Give us some fucking cables.
But if you can't, then buy them online. It does not really matter. Just $3 and then you have no complaints.
Don't overpay for cables.
Yeah, please don't.
Please. So next up is Tank Runner, the story.
Hey, Tobin. Hey, Yuza. This is Tank Runner from the forums. As you know, Death of Dial Final Fantasy came out a couple days ago, and it was midnight release. I don't usually go to midnight releases without a group of people, but I decided this time it was worth it. So I get there, and I go inside, and there's a huge group of people there. And a little bit later, this boy and his mom walk in. He's being really loud and obnoxious, and we're like, why does this kid know about Final Fantasy, and like, why does he want it so bad? And then midnight hits, and all the GameStop people bring out these huge boxes. I'm like, oh, sweet, they have a lot of copies. So this guy pulls out the special edition Batman Arkham Asylum case. Midnight release also. Everyone was there for Batman except for me. They split it down the counter. One side of the counter, all Batman people lined up. I was the only one in line for Final Fantasy. I got it and left within like 2 minutes. Also, Eat Lead is the shit. Just got to side with Tobin on this one. And yow.
So I disagree with your latter statement, but that was a very funny.
Eat Lead is the shit.
Hey, come on, where are the people that agree with me? I know they're out there.
Yeah, there haven't been that many lately. We're getting some support on my side.
A little bit.
So that's hilarious.
That's really funny.
I don't
doubt it.
I don't doubt it either. I mean, you know, like we said, we're not super excited for Dissidia.
No.
But as we always say, I mean, like, even if we give the game a bad review, there'll be a bunch of people calling us homosexuals.
Pretty much.
But please feel free to send in a 60-second review of your own experience with the game, saying why you think it's great if we don't like it. I'm not going to say we're not going to like it. I mean, we've been surprised many, many times in the past.
That's true.
Oh, Nick's Quest, that looks like some bullshit cheap-ass little, oh my god, it's the best game
it's
ever!
Like Shadow Complex from the guys who did Undertow.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, Undertow, we don't trust that.
Oh, oh my god. I don't know if I did that, but yeah. You get the point.
Yes, but yeah. Midnight Launch is lucky son of a bitch.
I know, where was the Midnight Launch for Professor Layton?
There wasn't one.
And I don't even, did the Walmart have it?
Oh, let me tell you some stories, son.
No?
So now in the Bay Area, there's now one 24-hour Walmart. They've closed all the, they closed the one in Union City.
They closed at 10 o'clock.
Gilroy.
Holy
shit. So you guys don't know this, but Gilroy is basically middle of fucking nowhere south from here, 1,000 miles. So if you drive down there, they have a 24-hour Walmart, except, I called them up on the day it launched. I called them up, and they're like, oh yeah, let me transfer you to the electronics department. Hung up on me. Fax machine. Rung forever. I finally got a hold of somebody, and they're like, oh yeah, we're getting that game. We've got it in boxes. We're not opening those boxes until noon tomorrow. I was like, but if I came down there right now, would you open the box? Could I get the game at midnight? It's launching. Like, no.
No, that's too much work.
That's too hard. Box cutter. Open up. Give me a fucking game. No.
Wow.
So we're screwed. The Bay Area is totally screwed for midnight launches.
Well, I just think in general, midnight launches, I haven't even seen that many lately.
No, you and I used to, like, run up to that Union City Walmart.
That's true.
And, like, there'd be a bunch of white trash buying socks at 1 in the morning for God knows why. Socks and grape soda.
That's what you do. Do grape soda, maybe some cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, because you need your smokes.
With your 3-year-old kid. Hold these cigarettes for daddy. But it's just like we used to go up there and be like, bitch. We drove all the way up here. You're going to give us that
crackdown.
Fucking game.
Yeah. I remember that was Crackdown.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
But it seems like that's getting less and less popular. It's hard to find a good midnight launch these days.
Well, you know, then that just all that tells me is that they need to do more digital delivery. I'm willing to give up the inability to resell the game if I can get the game at midnight.
Word.
Seriously.
Word.
At this point now, like, I'm so frustrated that like I had to wait like a day to get Layton.
You're right. I mean, like, I am totally with you that if I could, at the stroke of midnight, turn it on and play, I'm like,
boop.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with losing my physical media for that.
So, do it. Make it happen. And make the games cheaper if you do it, please. Because
for the love of God, you're not shipping them anymore.
Seriously?
Yeah. Speaking of, is that? Oh, yeah. Good. That's actually part of this discussion.
Oh, is it?
So, okay. We have B2K with
that's a good segue.
Thank you. Well done.
Hey, YouTube, it's B2K here. And August 11th, 2009, update. On Xbox Live and Games on Demand. I don't know too much about it, but obviously Games on Demand means full games downloaded to your hard drive, buying with credit card or Xbox Live points. It's happening. Downloadable games. It's going to be taken over soon, and huge steps have already been made. What are your estimates times before all games are downloaded and really no store bought games? Not Yob.
That's right.
Call kind of petered out there.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know.
He doesn't know quite how to end it. So, downloadable games.
Downloadable games. So again, with the Xbox update, you can get you've been able to get Xbox games for a while. Right?
Yes.
But Xbox 360 games, like
that's big. That's
huge.
Really big. Yeah. I mean, they're old. They're not doing like newly launched.
It's like Mass Effect. I saw on there.
Saints Row 2.
Cameo. Saints Row 2. That was on there.
I have some comments about that.
So what's about that?
You can go on to, I forget the exact price point, but I believe you can go on to Amazon right now and buy Saints Row 2 brand new. Mm-hmm. Brand new, not used. Brand new. For $29.95. It's like $30.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's a steal. I mean, like, it's a great game. We loved it.
Yeah.
If you buy it downloadable without physical media, it's just bits onto your hard drive. If you buy it from Microsoft, it's $42.
Ooh, whoa. That, $12 more?
What the fuck? If I can just go and do a one click and actually get the physical game,
yes,
and
I'm sure you have to wait
two days? If you're gonna beat Amazon, Microsoft, you need to price things under the retail, for the love of God.
Or at least match it. If you matched it, then I'd be fine.
You're right. I mean, like, if I could avoid leaving my house and pay the same price on
you're
Xbox.
You're not leaving your house to order from Amazon either.
That's true.
So.
Okay, all right. It's just the wait. It's just the wait. Yeah,
so two days worth, zero difference. Whatever.
But, I mean, don't price it more than it costs on Amazon. Amazon should be your gold standard of, like, that's how – not used. I'm saying new.
Yes.
You know, new, whatever. But
yeah. But, well, yeah.
$12 more. That's like a third more. That's like 33%
more. I mean, the thing is, like, with all these pricing things, you remember back in the day when they first started doing DLC? Mm-hmm. Fucking Bethesda did horse armor for $5. They did not understand. But then look at, so that was Bethesda. They got painted, like, with this huge tar brush.
They got hammered.
It was terrible. Look at Bethesda today. They are selling huge updates to Fallout. Nobody's complaining.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Fallout DLC is selling like it was made out of naked virgins.
Yes.
It is seriously just like Angelina Jolie's vagina coming straight through the pipe.
It was. That's right. It's selling a lot of hotcakes is probably what I'd probably use.
I heard she's got hotcakes. She got that from Billy Bob Thornton.
That's right. yeah, and vials of blood as well. But
that's right.
So you know, it's just like I think I'm very hopeful that the prices will reset, just like with everything else. Where you know, because the thing is, like, I'm looking at games that I might have missed, and like if it's $20 for like a full game,
oh yeah, if you can
I'd
just
be like,
it.
Yeah, sure,
yeah,
boop, like that. Especially because, dude, it's so easy to buy points.
It really is.
It's so easy.
Yeah, you just like press X, and it's like points. Done off my credit card. It's almost as if it's fake money.
It's a little dangerous.
It's easy, you know. You compare it to buying stuff online with other things. It's not
like
as easy.
Amazon is probably the closest.
Amazon's close.
Like,
yeah, I mean, like it's still a little bit difficult sometimes with the Sony store. It's still
a little bit
difficult with the Nintendo store. So I mean,
I've done it once on the Nintendo store.
It's kind of painful
because I bought a lot of money. I've just been using that.
Yeah.
But so you know, let's hope they reprice.
Yes. Last up, yeah, sure. Last up, we have Free of Charge with a game recommendation.
Hey, NoobTube. This is Free of Charge from the forums, and I'm here to give you a recommendation about a Flash game. This is a Flash game that I played a couple of years back, and it was a whole lot of fun, and I guess they redid it. It's called Stick Figure Arena. It's pretty much just a browser-based Flash game where you play against your friends and you run around and shoot the fuck out of each other. It's a lot of fun. Go to xgenstudios.com if you want to play it, or just Google Stick Figure Arena. It's a whole lot of fun. Yow.
Yeah.
So didn't you say that before they redid this, like way back in the day?
Way back, like years ago, I remember like one of the first multiplayer Flash games, and it was a bunch of stick figures with swords, and you'd go around, and it was buggy as all hell.
Yeah.
It sucked. And I remember playing it, and like I looked at it, it's the exact same game.
But like a lot prettier.
Yeah,
like they've totally prettied it up. So I mean, we haven't had a chance to play too much of this. We tried it out while we were doing the notes for the show today. It's pretty fun. I mean, like you basically
it's free. Actually, you know the thing is, I like that other. We're not gonna play that.
Why?
One,
yeah, where's that? There's that other thing. We had a
shoot.
Damn, we lost the voicemail. There was somebody.
OMG.
Here we go. OMG Pop.
Yeah.
So
play?
Okay. I'll play it. Sure,
why not?
Hey, this is not a member of the forums, but I like to just say, responded three holes Tetris thing. Go to omgpop.com. You have Tetris, you got Blockles, you got iSketch, everything free, achievements, levels, yow.
So this is what I'm going to say. Like, this one,
this
I played
better.
It. It's way better, this, dude.
So, I mean, yeah, whatever. Like, the stick figure thing's okay.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
it's all right. Yeah.
omgpop.com. That thing's the shit.
Yeah, it's like the games themselves are relatively simple.
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't play that.
Well done.
But super well done. And like it's the same thing with Tetris Friends, where you just click a button.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're teamed up with four or five people. And the one game, the one game I played was the Letter Blocks.
It's like Scrabble, basically.
It was basically like Scrabble. It was just like actually just that with that Bookworm Adventures Plus, where you have a bunch of tiles and you have to make words, but except you're playing against four other people. Or
exactly.
Other people.
And the cool thing is you can basically sign up in like 10 seconds. So we went there and it was just like, hey, your name's Newbie, or you can play as Tobin. You can sign up for an account, but then you start getting achievements, you start getting points.
Yes.
They've got a bunch of really, really cool free games that just let you immediately play with your friends. So,
so I'm hoping like this gets more popular on strangers,
like anybody.
Or friends, because you can actually say I want to join these things. So like I want to get more people playing. Like when we're at IRC or whatever, we're bored. Just like, hey, I'll play OMG Pop with you guys.
It is the perfect boredom savior.
Oh like, yeah,
and all the games are, they're basically ripoffs of popular games.
Yeah, there was the Bust a Move,
whatever. It's Scrabble, whatever. Like it's great, it's good stuff. So I think that's it.
Yep, that's it.
That's our show for the week. Check out our website at noobtube.com and participate in our forums by clicking the community tab at the top of the front page.
Yes, and watching the video on YouTube, make sure you click on the subscription button right over there. Unless you're watching in HD, it's there.
Yes,
and also please click on the video for 5 stars by clicking on Dope and Junk. Right there.
Click right there. Click down there. Click, 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 click.
That's all for this episode. I'm Yusuf Watanabe.
And I'm Tobin Kuzai. Our audio engineering for NoobTube is done by Range Road Trip to PAX Strunk. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all next week. We're out!
Yeah.